Hello and welcome to Relationship Rewind on WERU-FM 89.9 Blue Hill. I'm your host, Jazz Bradley, the youth educator and advocate at Next Step Domestic Violence Project. Often, young people are expected to just know how to be in relationships in healthy and equal ways, but we learn through the examples of relationships given to us and big place we see these examples in the media we watch. That's why this show uses media like movies and TV shows to start conversations about harmful and unhealthy behaviors in the relationships portrayed. But this is not to pass judgment on the media that we're discussing. Every month, we invite young people in Maine to give their perspective and to voice their thoughts, opinions, and experiences around what they've seen in the media and how it has impacted them or the people they know. There are sensitive materials in and spoilers of the media we discuss. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, a time to honor survivors, raise awareness, and continue important conversations about healthy relationships. According to the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence, 1 in 4 women and 1 in 7 men in the United States have experienced severe physical violence by an intimate partner in their lifetime. In today's episode, we continue with part 2 of our discussion with Cheyenne, exploring the TV series Once Upon a Time. Together, we'll dive into the dynamics of healthy relationships and take a closer look how even the so-called villain can begin to recognize and reflect on their past use of violence or harmful behavior. Through this lens, we'll uncover how stories, both fictional and real, can teach us powerful lessons about accountability, growth, and the journey towards change. If you need support or would like to learn more about dating violence or domestic violence, please reach out to us at Next Step by calling our 24/7 helpline at 1-800-315-5579. You can also find resources for young people on our website at nextupdvproject.org/4-youth. Keep up with our community events and see upcoming information about our show by following us at Next Step Domestic Violence Project on Facebook or on Instagram at nextupdvprojectofficial. I'd like to now introduce Cheyenne for our conversation about Once Upon a Time.
And then the next relationship that I wanted to talk about briefly happens in season 4 and season 5. And this is between Zelina and Hades. So Zelina is the Wicked Witch of the West, who is now in Storybrooke. We have found out that she is actually the secret half-sister to Regina Mills, the Evil Queen. So one of the things that happens with Zelina is that everybody in the town thinks that Zelina has been killed. They've gotten rid of the Wicked Witch and that she's gone. That turns out not to be true. What happened was that she disguised herself as Maid Marian, which is Robin Hood's wife, right? And so Robin Hood at this point is with Regina. Regina is now good at this point in the story, and she is with Robin Hood. They have fallen in love. It's very cute. It's a good relationship. I love that for them. And then Emma brings back Maid Marian from when she traveled back into the past with Captain Hook and brought Maid Marian back because she didn't want Maid Marian to die, because Marian in the future has already died, and so she just wanted to save her. The problem with that is that she's married to Robin, and so Robin being married to Marian can't be with Regina, and so there's this whole conflict with that. But the problem is Marian's not really Marian, it's Zelina in disguise as Marian. And so Zelina is pretending to be Robin in order to hurt her sister, Regina. And because of this, Robin's not actually in a relationship with his wife. He's with somebody who's pretending to be his wife. So there's an issue of consent here, right? Because he thinks that he's with and having sex with somebody he's consented to have sex with, when it's really not who she says she is. In season 5, episode 2, we find out Zelina is pregnant with Robin's baby. Again, the sex under false pretenses, and now they're connected with this child, and she's using that child as a way to continue to control Robin in this relationship and to further hurt her sister.
She has power and control not over just one person, but several different relationships going on there.
Yeah, and I think it's important to point out that, like, women use power and control just like men do. In this show, Zelina is using her pregnancy as a way to have more power and control over Robin. Even though he doesn't love her, doesn't want to be with her, he was tricked into sleeping with her and tricked into getting her pregnant because he thought that she was his wife.
We don't often see in media the dynamics between the woman controlling the man. I'm glad you pointed that out because that's a really big one. Women are capable of the same things that men are. I
Yeah,
mean,
absolutely. And she,
anyone can be abused.
yeah, and she threatens his life several times. She threatens to kill him. She threatens his other son in order to keep control. So there's a lot of that, a lot of control, a lot of threats and intimidation. And so fast forward to now, Zelina is kind of in a relationship with Hades, we find out much later after her baby is born. So they end up in the underworld. Where Hades is, he finds out they have a past together, that they had met, and that he had fallen in love with her. And the problem with this is because she loves him too, really. Like, this is the first person that she has really ever loved. And because he appreciates her wickedness, he's not trying to change who she is. Because everybody else in her life is trying to get her to change. And so, of course, she falls in love with him. But she's still kind of wary. She doesn't trust a lot of people. And the problem with this relationship is that Hades lies to Zelina a lot in their relationship together and tries to keep her away from her family, her sister, and everybody else. Because at this point, Zelina has turned a corner again, some villain redemption. So at this point in the story, she's on the good person side. She's not necessarily like a good person because she's the Wicked Witch, but she's not actively going after people anymore. But he is trying to keep her away from her sister, Regina, and lying to her about how everybody doesn't want her around, that they don't appreciate her. And so he's doing this isolation thing of like, nobody will ever love you except me. Nobody understands you except me. Kind of thing. And I think that's something that survivors deal with a lot.
Oh, absolutely. Just that manipulation piece and the emotional abuse, because it sounds like there probably was some emotional abuse going on throughout that relationship too, and just taking advantage of their past lives together or that past history together. And then the isolation piece is huge, I think, in abusive relationships that we often hear about, being totally like taken away from your family, your friends, supports. And it might not be taken away physically, but just that emotional connection. Because I mean, even if you live right next door to them, or they are living right next door and they still are talking, they might not be able to talk as like they used to have those more emotional in-depth conversations because their abuser might always be listening or might always be around. And those are those subtle things that we might not also always pick up on when in those relationships.
Yeah. I mean, he even tries to convince Zelina to kill her own sister because he's trying to convince her that Regina's going to kill her, even though they've forged this new friendship and sisterhood together. So yeah, there's a lot of that, a lot of the, which is really sad. And I mean, at this point, it is kind of addressed that that's not healthy. And Zelina does end up standing up to Hades for her sister to save her sister. But yeah, that's one of the ones that I thought needed to be addressed because they clearly loved each other. And he was the
Right.
first person that accepted her for who they are. And I think that's something too that I think as advocates, we're in it so much that I think we forget that like just because there's abuse doesn't mean the love isn't real. Because it is, but the power and control is overshadowing that. And she would have loved to have continued to be with him if he could let go of wanting to kill everybody that she loves. And also to show that, like, it's not all bad all the time. That's why people are staying in these relationships because it hasn't always been bad. It started out really good. It started
Right.
out with them being on the same page and laughing together and trusting each other, and it turned into something else later. So I think it's good to remember that relationships don't start off bad right off the bat. It's gradual over time. They're not all bad. There are good moments because somebody can't be 100% bad all the time, but it doesn't mean the abuse isn't there.
Absolutely. We often hear about people in relationships for 30 years that just are able now to get out of their relationships because, 10 years in, it was still okay. It was still great. But then maybe they had children. Not to say children cause abusive relationships, but just that dynamic change in life can definitely escalate those behaviors and more control, and those choices again get taken away. Because oftentimes we know that the partner that's taking care of the kids has to stay home and take care of the kids because of financial things. A lot of the times we know that people can't afford to afford childcare and stuff. So that
Yeah.
partner that has to take care of the children is being so isolated. So.
Yeah. And I think too, it's just like because things aren't bad all the time, like it's not abuse every single day, 4 hours a day. It's, there was really good moments. And it's hard to look at things and say, well, it was really great then. Maybe, and they're hanging on to that piece. Like this was what was really great, these moments. So it wasn't all bad. So if I just stick around long enough, maybe we'll get back to the good stuff because it isn't every day. So I think that's also something to think about with these relationships and for people to recognize while watching these kinds of shows.
If you're just joining us, this is Relationship Rewind on WERU FM 89.9 Blue Hill. I'm your host, Jazz Bradley. Today, we're continuing with part two of our discussion with Cheyenne as we take a closer look at the relationships and behaviors in the TV series Once Upon a Time, where classic fairy tales meet real-world lessons about love, trust, and boundaries.
And the last relationship I wanted to talk about is actually the only healthy relationship I wanted to talk about. So it's not all bad. There's a lot, like I said, there's a lot of relationships in the show that I actually really liked, but this was the one that I wanted to talk about as the healthy relationship. And this is Prince Charming, David, and Snow White or Mary Margaret. And so they're the ones that I think have the healthiest relationship in the whole show because we get to see them the most throughout the whole arc of the series. They, of course, their whole thing is that they are true loves, and that true love is the most powerful magic of all, which, that's cheesy, but that's the whole point of the show. So the thing with them is that it's not that they never have any conflicts, because they do. They definitely have their problems. They fight, they lie to each other sometimes, but they always come back to each other, and they always resolve things with honesty and work things out. And they're not trying to control each other. They never try to manipulate each other into doing what they want the other one to do. They might try to, they talk about things, they discuss things, and they might not always agree, but they always go with love and trying to help the other person figure out what they need to figure out. They talk about things and they aren't trying to coerce the other person, or harm the other person ever on purpose. They're always trying to come together. And so I just wanted to point out that there are some healthy relationships in this show, and Prince Charming and Snow White are those people.
Yeah, I mean, you start the series out with them kind of sacrificing each other and then themselves for their child that they have together. To me, that just shows, like, from the start that their relationship is going to be strong throughout the series.
Yeah. And I think that's important to show that, like, you can have a healthy relationship and still have problems.
Oh,
And
absolutely.
that not no relationship is perfect. As perfect as we see Mary Margaret and David being, they still have problems. They still fight, they still lie to each other and hide things from each other, but they eventually do come together and work those things out. And I think that's important for people to see people in relationships working things out together, and that not everything is going to be sunshine and roses all the time, but you do have to work at it, and you have to be willing to do that with your partner.
Yeah, and I think that's like the misconception, I think, sometimes of good relationships. I mean, everyone's relationships look different. Like that's a no-brainer, and everyone has different things that they want in their relationships and don't. And I think sometimes people forget that let's just say my relationship is going to look different than your relationship. And what I feel is good for us might not be good for you, and that's okay. But I think what we all have to remember is that, like, the fundamental, like, things of relationship is like that. I don't know if we've ever really talked about it before, but that the equality wheel, like, as long as everyone's equality qualities are being met and you're being able to, be respected and there's equal partnership going on in your relationship, then
Yeah,
that's
and
what matters.
communication and
Yes.
honesty, like those are the things that we are seeing exhibited in Prince Charming and Snow White's relationship. So you can hold up power and control wheel next to those relationships that I talked about earlier, and you can definitely point out
All of
all
them.
those things. And then you can hold up the equality wheel to Prince Charming and Snow White and say, yeah, that's what's being exhibited here. And I don't think there's enough of that being shown on TV. And so that's one thing that I did want to praise the show about, is showing different types of relationships in the show. Even though I didn't like some of the relationships, I think it's valuable to show different kinds of relationships. And I think, and this is an older show, and now it's available on Hulu and Disney Plus if people want to watch it. But to watch it and going into the show, understanding that not all the relationships are healthy and that those are not the relationships you want to model yourself off of, especially Rumpelstiltskin and Belle, or Zelina and Hades, or Zelina and Robin Hood. Like, those are not the ones you want to emulate. The ones you want to try to emulate are Prince Charming and Snow White, understanding that they're not perfect. And so you don't have to be perfect, but you do have to respect each other.
Absolutely. And you don't always like the other thing I think a lot of people think about is yes, you can have similarities and interests together, but you can still be your own person and still have autonomy. That piece on the equality wheel, like I love the independence and autonomy piece because you can still be who you are and do the things you want and also be a partner to your person
Yeah,
and still have a
absolutely.
relate. Yeah. And then just to kind of wrap things up, Cheyenne, is there anything that you would want viewers to know or listeners to know how Once Upon a Time would impact those watching if they didn't have a background knowledge?
I said
Yeah.
earlier, especially if you've got young teens, or preteens watching these shows without any kind of background on this, I think glorifying the Belle and Rumpelstiltskin relationship is probably the biggest issue, because I think it's pretty obvious to most people watching that the other relationships that I talked about, that was not healthy. Those are clearly acts of evil,
Right.
right? And that and it, because it's a fantasy show, it's very clear about good and evil.
Right.
But I think with Rumpelstiltskin and Belle, things are blurred a little more, and so it's easier to pass that off as being romantic or being desirable. And so I think being able to have conversations with young people about how, you can't love somebody into being a different person. You can't love somebody enough to make them stop using power and control, that's not your fault, that's not something that is up to you to stop. And to talk about those things. So I think just being aware of that. Otherwise, it's a fun show. It's a fun romp. It's a fantasy world. It's got a lot of different storybook characters that we know and love. So it's very silly, honestly. If you heard a lot of the stuff I was talking about, it's very silly. It's also, the production value is not great because it came out in 2011, but it's still a fun TV show. So I don't want what I've said to detract from that. I think just going
Absolutely.
and knowing what to expect from those relationships and being able to understand that those aren't meant to be taken as the model of what a relationship looks like.
What do you think people watching should keep in mind while they're consuming media that could help lessen some of the these negative, potential negative impacts?
I think something that people should keep in mind while watching shows is really thinking critically about the relationships that are being portrayed. Is that actually how you would want to be treated by a partner? And because I think we get told a lot by media how we should feel in a relationship, and that isn't necessarily true. And also, relationships aren't as simple as they are portrayed on TV. And so I think that's something also to keep in mind, is that things aren't usually that black and white, and that they're not unhealthy relationships aren't as easy to spot as they are on TV when you've got a clear, villain and hero in a TV show. And so I think it's to think critically about that and to not take those relationships as how every relationship is supposed to be. And to just maybe not glorifying any relationship, really, because every relationship is going to be different. So I think being able to just think critically about what we're seeing is the best thing. And if you're a parent watching a show with a kid, maybe pausing every once in a while and pointing out, did you notice that? Can we talk about this? How does that make you feel? And have those discussions.
Well, thank you so much, Cheyenne, and I so appreciate your time.
Thank you, Jasmine.
I'd like to thank Cheyenne for being our guest speaker again this month. We're excited to have such a wide variety of insights on such popular series for young people and the impact they may have on those watching. You've been listening to Relationship Rewind. I'm your host, Jazz Bradley, and I hope you'll join us again next month on the third Tuesday from 4:30 to 5, where Carrie Clark and a local high school student will be discussing the relationships in the Barbie movie. You can also listen to our live stream or subscribe to our podcast at weru.org or on the WERU smartphone app. You can also find us on Spotify and Apple Music. If you're a young person in Maine who's interested in being a guest speaker on the show, have ideas of media we could talk about, or know of a young person who might be interested, please reach out to me at jbradley@nextstepdvproject.org. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to remind everyone that October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. You can show your support by wearing purple or displaying purple lights at your home or place of business to help raise awareness and to stand in solidarity with survivors. Did you know that Next Step Domestic Violence Project serves both Hancock and Washington counties? All of our services are free and confidential, including our 24/7 helpline, emergency shelter, legal services, support groups, supportive housing, community and youth education, systems advocacy, and domestic violence intervention programs. Just remember that you're not alone. If you or someone you know needs support or would like to learn more about dating violence or domestic violence, please reach out to us at Next Step by calling our 24/7 helpline at 1-800-315-5579. You can also find resources for young people on our website at nextstepdvproject.org/4-youth. Keep up with our community events and see upcoming information about our show by following us at Next Step Domestic Violence Project on Facebook or on Instagram at Next Step DV Project Official.